Welcome back. Yo. Episode 5, yeah, 10 Down Podcast. I'm Nova Ray. Coo-coo. Do I need to introduce everybody?
Nah, man, ain't no reason.
All right. Everybody's very lively today.
Yeah, man.
Okay. It's been a busy week, though. Have you guys been keeping up with...
Not at all.
No?
Really. Keep up with what?
So
I watched Love After Lockup.
Yo.
That's what I kept up with.
I didn't even see this episode.
It was great.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of fuckery.
People locked up again?
Yes. Love after lockup.
Is it smart to be to fall in love with somebody that's locked up?
No, I don't think so. Hell to no.
Bruh.
This is just an off, like, topic.
Yeah.
It's hard to trust niggas out here when they free.
Right.
Locked up? Nah.
Right. But, I mean, can't you trust them even more because they're locked up?
Really.
You know what? They're not going nowhere.
You got an issue. You can't have somebody that's just in the real world. You're like, no, I need my person that's going to call me at 5:15 every day.
You need your schedule.
And be happy when I put that little bit of money or when I bring him some honey buns. And I'm good.
So it's like codependency at its finest.
A caged tiger. And you're like, yeah, I got a tiger. But you never let anybody pet it. Because you know that tiger going to rip your head off.
Yeah, and you feel safe.
And then when the tiger gets out, you're like, oh, fuck.
You're like, God damn it. I'm going to feed this tiger
now. Like, damn, now I realize why you was in jail when they get out. You're like, the fuck?
I'm good.
I realize why you did that shit. Go back. You know, I feel better when you're back. I don't even want to love
No, but
you
there was a Dr. Phil. He had a woman that Dr. she... that she liked this. Men.
Yeah. What you don't understand is...
Dr. Phil. Well, she liked men that was locked up.
Because
she didn't like face to face. So she would say, like, well, when they get out, she won't be with them no more. Because.
She was real with it. Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. She had multiple guys.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I have all these love affairs when he gets out, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
She was, I don't know, she might be tricking them. Anyways.
She is. She I mean, in the way she is, because she's running shit.
Baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of tricking people.
Oh, trick.
50 Cent and Tierra Marie. Did you hear about it?
Did you know about this?
No. So, okay. So.
What did 50 Cent do?
Tierra Marie.
Super savage.
No,
50 Cent is my hero.
That's my
Tierra Marie, her ex-boyfriend released a sex video, right?
Yes,
of her giving fellatio.
Right.
Fellatio. And so 50 Cent reposted it.
But we talked about this.
Stop sucking dick.
You gotta realize when you're gonna stop.
So
be selective. Don't just give the fellatio to everyone. Fellatio.
Oh my God. So it's. So 50 Cent reposted it.
Yeah.
And so she sued 50 Cent, right?
Of course.
So she sued 50 Cent, but 50 Cent won the lawsuit.
Always.
How?
So now,
he's
basically been posting online every day, where's my money,
bitch?
Where's my money, bitch?
I don't know why anybody tries to mess with
me either. He got all the time in the world.
He's probably like six lawyers next to him. Like, what's up, son?
You know what? 50 don't run with G.
From 1-800-LAWYERS.
You run with the L unit, lawyers. They got their fucking whole squad on there.
So she put, she posted on Instagram.
Right.
She put, Curtis, cut the shit.
Oh, snap.
You are the police and thirsty for attention. Peddling that cheap ass moonshine. See, I was just about to pay your rat ass too. Now I ain't got it. You ain't getting it. Keep calling me a bitch and I'm gonna put a finger in your booty again.
Again.
It's me, bitch.
Again.
No, to be honest with you, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Does it matter?
At all.
Does it matter?
Where's my money?
Now you gotta pay me the bill.
Right? You put your finger in my butt all you want. You gotta give me some goddamn money.
So,
that mean nothing.
You just take it.
No?
No,
doesn't mean nothing?
Because when the video and all the scandal first came out, she was trying to ride the wave of being like, oh, you a bitch. You gonna tell everybody, you know, about mm-hmm. whatever. And that's, and she was trying to demean him like that, right? Then it mm-hmm. comes out that it's all bull crap.
Nah, she had his finger in her, his butt.
So she's saying that, it's just butt. Like, it's that's like, the same shit that, you know,
what's her name just did the other day? Faith Evans, goddamn, talking about the legend. Talking about Biggie, like, things in the booty and shit.
Faith,
like,
no.
They white even.
Really?
Said that? Man, Google it. High 97, she did that.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question. What's in the world that we live in today, right, with as sexually fluid as a lot of people can right. be, right? Yeah. Do we give a fuck?
Nah, you shouldn't. Give
if
a fuck.
Biggie, like, you know, yeah,
to be honest with you,
extra action you. Down there.
Listen, those look. People out in that world, you know, we already think that they do a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah. So I don't like, know where the they're capping.
Sure. Oh, you no, mean cap. In terms of the music industry, right? Yeah, the music yeah okay, industry.
So
right,
he
right.
Wants a finger to butt. Maybe.
So, Tierra Marie, as a result, because she hasn't been paying up, she might actually go to jail.
And you might get a finger in your butt. Hey,
she might really become the gangster that she so yearns to be.
So,
go and get real.
So we don't care if. I mean, do we even believe that that's even true, though?
What? I don't think that she.
No, not even that he likes her. It, but that it happened between her and him.
Nah, I don't think so. And if it did. He probably recorded it and put it out. Right? Because he's super savage. Right. I don't know why.
Like, yeah, look. She put a finger in my butt, y'all.
and then she ate pancakes.
And then she ate pancakes.
Oh, grapes. Something that, you know, with the fingers. Oh,
so speaking God. Of going to jail, right?
Yeah.
Your boy Kells.
Oh, yeah.
And Jussie Smollett.
Oh.
Might both be going to jail. They charged Jussie Smollett for lying.
Oh, my.
And R. Yeah, Kelly has crime. About nine counts crime. Of a felony. Let me see. Let me go back.
So, wait. Kells and Smollett going to jail together?
Yeah, somebody said Chicago PD ain't been this on point since Carl Winslow. So, you know.
Too much.
Carl Winslow. America's dad. America's angry dad. He was an angry one.
Yo,
oh no, yo, Will Smith's what was it? Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil was mad too.
He was trying to make.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil was mad, but he was a lawyer. No, he was a judge, right?
Yeah
he was a judge.
Uncle Phil.
Yo, I don't even want to know what personal life for lawyers are.
Jesse, man, listen, like, look.
High strung folks.
Done that.
Can they even take a shit? Like.
Oh, yes, 10 counts. You're right, Woody.
10 counts.
Felony criminal sexual abuse involving four minors. The victims are between 13 and 16 years old.
Oh, yeah.
My mind. Tell me no. You should listen to your mind.
Love has
to lock up. If he gets on that show, they're talking the shit. That show, everybody just wants money.
I mean, but you know it's going to happen because even Charles Manson has somebody wanting to marry him after... You know,
no,
they say that's the thing.
That's the weirdest you can get right there, right?
Yeah, that's the weirdest. Yeah. Hell yeah.
They say it's the thing, though.
Charles Manson does.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I love your skeleton.
How do you see past
that?
Like
how do you see past
face?
That?
That's so sexy to me.
It goes
right.
Your eyes. Great.
Well.
His hair matches your shoes.
they say like serial killers do have quite a following when they do get locked up.
It's like a psychological, you know, thing that women have. They fall in love with crazy people. I think that's just normal. A lot of people fall in love with crazy people.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
It's
like crazy.
That's
what it is.
Crazy.
You know?
But yeah, I'm sure there'll be, I mean, there's billions of people. There's going to be mad women that's still going to want R. Kelly. They're not going to care at all.
I mean, well, they had right after the documentary or the series or whatever, they had like a video of him in a club and women were just feeling all over his crotch and shit. Like,
yo. Lock me up.
Take me to jail.
Oh, baby.
Don't say that.
It's like crazy.
Can't go to dude's movie. What?
Like, it's crazy.
I didn't say that.
Well, so we don't care?
About him going to jail?
I care.
Lock him up.
I care. Because
throw away
the key. Let me tell you why, man. I think he did a little bit of psychological breakdown of our queen, our beloved angel, Aaliyah.
Oh no.
Word, yo.
Yeah,
that's the only.
Am I wrong for laughing at something like that?
Yeah, you hate
I don't laugh at
Aaliyah.
I'm not a hater. I'm not hating. I love Aaliyah. But I'm just trying to say, Aaliyah was a regular person. It was sad the way she went. But the way people started me like, queen. I'm an angel. Like, I was sure she was like a dick like the rest of us. I'm sorry. She was a regular woman.
Nah, man.
No. She was. No, she, I know a lot of people child, said she was man. A really
she
nice
person. Yeah, they said she was a sweetheart.
She was a genuine person.
She was like,
and the way she died was like, come on. Honestly. Yeah, right? No pilot in their right mind, it doesn't matter how much money you give them, is really going to fly a plane and they know that it's off
overweight.
They're like, okay, so you want us to die?
Yeah.
You know, so that's bullcrap.
Right.
Nobody survived the plane. Anyway.
Yeah, let's not even go down there because now we're going to left
eye. Yeah, that was exactly, yeah. That's like, those are like our gems that we lost. Yeah.
And then she just veered off the road, like for real.
Yeah, that was wild.
And Jesse too, man. Putting the heartstrings out here, boy. You thought he was that dumb?
But you think Jesse Smollett should be charged for that?
Yes, lying.
Okay, so then let me ask you this, because there's a lot of white people that been calling the cops on people just doing regular ass shit.
They should go to jail.
So do you? So Scoop agrees that they should also suffer the same consequences.
Whether you do community service or you spend some time behind the damn jail cell doing your time. You need some type of reprimand.
So filing a false report should have some type of repercussions.
Forget it.
So, but I think they should kind of put that on hold until they get all the white people.
Nah, man, no. Catch everybody same time, one time.
Everybody so Chicago PD is cleaning it all up. Who knew Chicago PD was this? I mean, but then how could we not know? It's Chicago.
Nah, bro. I don't know what the music is for
Chicago Blue. Chicago. I put SVU music and Chicago Blue. Because they're all the same.
Well, okay. So there goes that. Jussie Smollett, R. Kelly. Well, R. Kelly had a long run.
He sure did.
He definitely did. He had a long fucking run, man.
Your R&B hero, sir.
He was.
Yo, you know what's funny? I was walking on my block the other day, right? Yeah. And there was this guy. There was this old guy in a truck. Yeah. And he was he was blasting Step in the Name of Love.
No.
He was old. And he was looking at me. Like, trying to, I'm like, the irony in this is not lost on me. Like, this is wild. He had to be, like, in his 50s. I'm like, this guy.
Come on. Take a chance on me. Hey, come on.
Come here,
girl.
Come here.
To the car.
So, you know, that's just to say, there's a lot of people.
I'm about to get raped.
I don't know.
He offered me candy.
Oh my God. Pipe him.
Truck or a van?
Right? he was in a truck, and it was a fly ass truck too. And I'm sitting and I'm looking at the truck pass, and he's like looking at me like doing his, you know, yeah. I'm like, son, this is not culturally clueless, and he might not even give a fuck.
Nah.
He's like, what happened? He just went to jail.
That's
too.
My
like,
jam.
I always love that.
What's gonna happen this summer, bro? We're gonna go to a barbecue and not hear no R. Kelly, or if we hear R. Kelly, what should we do? Walk out of the party?
I'm not walking out, but I'm definitely
Jacquees.
Yo, that Jacquees shit is going hard.
It's hard, yo.
That's what they said. Jacquees should redo all his songs so that we can enjoy them again.
R. Kelly is the man who shall remain nameless. Like, he's become.
We don't say that name in his house no more.
No, R. Kelly.
Well, speaking of people that are excommunicated from their family, like I did that, right?
Yeah, I like
that
you did that.
Okay, so boom. Khloe Kardashian's husband, Tristan Thompson, has been caught cheating on her.
Wait.
Now, give me a drum roll. The person he was cheating with is Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods.
Bruh.
Is that the chick that was...
Kylie Jenner is the little sister.
I know, but Jordan Woods, is that the chick that was... That messing with her brother at one time? I'm confused.
So they all got their like token black friend.
Right.
That's her token black friend.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
So
supposedly she was basically funding her lifestyle. Kylie Jenner was like funding Jordan Wood's lifestyle.
Yeah, man, why can't I get a friend like that? Jesus Christ.
Right?
The hills, you know? Right? They're hidden hills.
But it's like, why shit where you eat? If you know that that's your bread and butter, right? Why mess with the husband? That's dumb. Like, you telling me there aren't any other basketball players out there that you could have messed around with?
Hey, man, it don't make no sense to me. I don't know. I can't tell you.
And I could tell you, I don't give a fuck.
True.
It's messed up, though. This is like the second
you know how that guy that
Chloe was with that cheated on her, right? Yes. And she broke up with.
This is the same guy that cheated on her like 2 or 3 times already.
Oh, you said Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson.
No, I'm thinking about Odom. What's his name?
Oh, no, he cheated on her with crack.
Oh, that was crack, baby. That was crack. Crack got his ass. He went away.
This is a woman.
Is he when he uses interview? No. Crack is whack. She
was high. I don't do crack.
Show me the receipt.
You get receipts?
I've never heard. Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Queen. Whitney Houston.
That's another one, man.
Rest in peace, Queen. She was another one.
But yeah, so you don't give a fuck. I really don't care. Nah. It's just something that happened.
She's gonna do a Sprite commercial and they did something.
That was what happened because she went to like
bounce back, serious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she went to like an event and people were like, "Well, how are you going to an event like nothing
What's
happened?"
What's she supposed to do? That's her job.
And that's what Kim Kardashian still was clapping back at people like, "Well, what you expect her to do? Lose the man and lose the bag?" Yeah. Exactly. Like, shout out to Kim. Yeah.
Shout out to Kim. You already know she is the leader of all that shit.
Yeah, she's
joking.
All about the bag.
No, her mom's is the leader of
all
that shit.
Yeah, the mom is definitely the puppeteer.
All about the bag.
Yeah. He's like, yo, you get it together. Snap back. We don't want it.
Everybody always says, no matter what's going on with you, don't ever miss a day of work.
Yeah.
Right?
That, don't cry in this household.
Don't be missing a day of work. I mean, I don't know. You need some mental health days. But
you don't
want
to go to an event and then like have a complete breakdown.
Breakdown and meltdown.
That's what's trending tomorrow instead of.
But you know what? She maybe could have already known. And that's why she possibly came up, like, whatever. True. You know.
But they were saying they think it's orchestrated by the family because she's just trying to get rid of his ass.
Yeah, and then have us talk about him.
Because he's young. Yeah. He's 27, 28 years old. She's, I think, in her mid-30s or something.
Like that. Say she's old. Not old.
No, she's in her mid-30s. She's, you know, 27.
Well,
she got her black baby.
That's so racist.
I'm sorry.
I mean, but it's true though. They all want that.
It just sounds funny because a black man saying it. It's like, oh yeah, it's fine, right? A little white dude say that. He's like, oh,
if you would have said it, she got a color baby. You'd be like, what?
Yeah, like a Crayola? He got a Crayola man.
But it's true though. Like, she got her baby that's mixed. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
That's so funny because there's this old show. It's a British show. It's a comedy or whatever. And the mother wanted to, her daughter got with an African dude. She had a mixed baby, and she was so happy that she had a mixed race child. And she was like, "This is the latest accessory fashion."
Yeah,
that's kind of like what it has.
It's true. It's true.
I see it a lot.
Cause all of them
in neighborhoods.
All of them have, except for Courtney. Courtney's the only one that have babies with a white guy.
People are just over that.
I don't know.
It's like, yo, listen, I like a black dude. I like a Spanish chick. Or I like a white chick.
I'm gonna date what I like.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
There's more than enough out there to date. Man. Like, so that was the end of shit that's happening. Oh, we didn't even introduce it. Shit that's happening.
What's happening?
Gonna be the name. If you have any other ideas for the hot topic section, leave a comment.
Yeah.
We want to hear it. This week, what would you call this? And I'm gonna show the picture. Scoop is gonna explain what he's seeing in the picture, right?
Nice.
And we're gonna talk about cultural appropriation.
Okay.
What is that? What is
that?
So in growing up where we grew up at.
She's wearing a durag.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a durag, right?
Yeah.
We would call that a durag, right?
Yeah, that's a durag.
Wait, no, fuck what y'all calling it. They're calling it a hair sheet. Yo, and there's a new latest trend.
Or hijab. Room. Like, how many names are put for this?
Right.
So,
a hair sheet?
It's called the hair sheet. For anyone that knows, look it up. Mm-hmm. We called the durags for many years.
Okay, so what we're looking at is a picture of.
Mm-hmm. What we're looking at is a
Scoop
picture
is
of
still
a
surprised.
Yeah, he's still surprised.
A white girl. A Caucasian girl.
Very
a
nice.
Blonde
from the
Caucasian
mountain.
The caucus.
That's how.
The caucuses.
What was
yeah. You feel me? She out here with a durag and she looking like the white Master P. With her sunglasses.
Yeah, she does look like Master P with them sunglasses. Where'd she go with that? Like she had some eye surgery 2 days ago.
Right. Like, black is it glasses. Really that fucking bright out? Anyway, she's out here with a do-rag. Long ass hair. She don't have short hair. She got a long ass hair.
Right, right.
And she probably caught waves on the top of her fucking...
Yeah, right. So she's blonde. Yeah. She's a white and blonde lady. And she has a do-rag on.
The hair sheet.
Okay, so do we think this is cultural appropriation? That's what you're trying to say? Misappropriation? This whole
idea right. Cultural appropriation.
Nah, I don't think it's...
Really?
Cultural misappropriation? No, I don't. They call it a hair sheet. That's hilarious. And I hope they put it for $50. And I want to see who buys it.
Okay, so here's the thing. If that's considered like an avant-garde type
tight.
Of...
Yo, Scoop looks tight. You all right?
Scoop been wearing this shit for years now.
No, man. That shit didn't even work for me.
Boy, you know how many times they told... No, stop. Stop. Hold up. You know how many times they told a nigga take your do-rag off?
Exactly.
Walk in a government building?
So...
Fuck out of here.
This is...
Stop. Hold up.
Yeah,
you know how many times niggas
get
told
shit off.
That, yo, that makes you look like a hoodlum? You can't wear that?
Yeah.
And now we out here...
Let's go.
Putting some fucking Gucci Velour shit on the fucking head,
right.
Talking about his hair sheesh.
Hair sheesh?
Whatever that shit is.
Hair what? Say it again.
Hair sheesh.
Hair sheesh. Throw that whole idea away.
So this is the argument of cultural appropriation where when we do it, right, people of color, we're told that we're ghetto. We're told that we're not going to... That we're not going to be taken seriously.
Right.
But then... They put it on a runway and it's considered avant-garde or it's considered haute couture or
why not?
Yeah, but if you've demonized people for so many years for doing it,
so now everybody can get on it.
Yeah, but they're only not doing it because they're wearing it.
How much that shit cost? Because I know you can cop that in a beauty store for $2.
You know they could cop it on the beauty store. And there was a picture of Kylie Jenner wearing it.
Maybe, I know I saw that one. Maybe it's made out of like some. You know, I don't know, some lamb foreskin.
Some, like, silk
some
shit.
Lamb foreskin hair
shit. So safe to say, Wardy don't give a fuck about cultural appropriation.
Nah, man, that's bullshit.
You know, so, but do you think it's not real, or do you think that it's not worth getting mad over?
I don't think anybody's getting mad over it.
Tight,
if you're not going to get mad over
it,
if you're going to say, yo, people, no, nah, that's cool. If you're going to say people can be in, you know, you're like mixed race, relationships. And you're like, yo, that's the times, you know, people just going, that's just the times. Like, if they're gonna put that and make it look hot and make it look cool, then go for it. Like, there was even somebody, this guy, right, and he went to like a university and he was wearing a poncho and like a sombrero, you know, and a big mustache, you know, to really look like if he was trying to play Mexican, like a, you know, old school, like Mexican cartoon character or whatever. And he went and the people got pissed off. But then he goes to like Mexico and he's just walking around like that, and then they go around to the people and ask him, and they're like, what do you think about it? And like, oh, I like it. I think it looks nice. I like his poncho. It looks cool. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I think that cultural misappropriation is just another thing that they try to put on people to make them feel a way about stuff, to make people have problems, create separation, and create a conversation about nothing. If this white chick wants to wear a do-rag, go for it. Am I going to wear a do-rag? Most likely
but
not.
Then do they say that that's not... And I think the argument comes from, like, so for instance, years ago, when I used to get my nails done, I used to get crazy designs on them, right?
Yeah.
I've been doing that since I was a teenager.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere I went, people would say, oh, it looks ghetto, right?
Yeah, it
looks.
After a while.
Right, it did. No, but it did though, right?
Yeah.
But then when you fast forward years down the road,
they might do it again.
All of a sudden it was cool.
Ah, you dropped the oatmeal cookies.
All of a sudden, it was called nail art. When the Kardashians started doing it, it was called nail art. And I think that's really the problem, is that if you have one group of people, and when those group of people do something and they create a trend, and you call them ghetto, or you ostracize them, or you tell them they can't go into a space with that, right, adornment, so to speak. And then the next group of people going with the same thing, and you say, "Oh well, that's fashion. That's a trend, and we're gonna accept it now." I think that's the problem. Is that how does one group get, you know, considered ghetto because when the other one is like,
if you got your, you know, nails and it look crazy, but then you're somewhere where they don't appreciate that kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, if
they think it's timing
and stuff, yeah, then obviously, yeah, it's not good. But they are not doing anything like that. They are influencers. influencers. They're people that just go out there as living dolls, dressed up. So,
but they are though.
They're making, you know, it looks hot together, so it looks hot. Maybe when you did it, it looked ghetto.
Or maybe because it was me doing it, it was ghetto.
Oh, yeah. But if you follow it, then you follow it. Like, I'm not gonna go and put a do-rag on my head. Just because right. Chloe wants to put that on her head, and in so if you think that looks hot, that's you. Mm. But to me, that still doesn't look like anything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it doesn't look like anything that we haven't done already.
Right.
That's a fact. I mean, literally, I think people just need to get a little bit of the it gaff in them, which is I don't give a fuck.
And it gaff. I like that.
Yeah, it just, gaff.
You know what I mean?
No, it gaff.
Y'all you know, like that? It gaff.
It gaff.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, let it trend. Watch. It's going to trend. Usually, bro. Because that's how it is. People like to follow or they like to take somebody else's style and turn it into their own. So. Just don't give a fuck.
And do your own shit.
But I mean, there, and I think the problem is that there are actually people kicked out of spaces. Like, for instance, there was a wrestler who had dreads, a young kid in high school.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he was forced to cut his dreads, and they said it was against policy.
Mm-hmm.
If a few years down the road, that is then being accepted, but it's being accepted from a white student that has long hair or long dreads.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's where the problem comes from. And it even goes into legislation, because look at the whole marijuana debate. How many people were locked up and sent to jail for, you know, long sentences for marijuana, and then now you have corporations making money.
You're reaching a little bit too
I'm not reaching.
We're just
that's
talking about do-rags.
No, but it, no, but it's not. Sentences. It's not reaching, because if you look at the
that's
fact
not
that
misappropriation. That's just.
People. It's not that it's appropriation, but what we're saying is that when one group of people does one thing, they're ostracized. Whether it be fashion, whether it be a lifestyle, they're ostracized. But then the next group of people, when they do it, they're considered something totally different. So when black kids are selling weed, or when Hispanic kids are selling weed, they're labeled criminals. They're sent to jail. When white kids are selling weed, even statistically, white kids are sentenced to lesser, or they get lesser punishments than their black and Hispanic counterparts. Like, yeah, there were judges that were even indicted because they were taking bribes to sentence black and Hispanic kids to harsher punishments.
No, I understand what you're saying.
So it reaches every sector of the,
you
know.
I sat in on cases. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on hearings, and I was inside the courtroom watching it, and there was a man that was sentenced to like 30 years just for having heroin on him.
Yeah.
And
right.
I saw it, and he came back to try to appeal to be able to get out, and he's already, I think did half of his sentence, and they told him basically, nope, turn around and go back to jail, just because he had heroin when he was like 18 years old on him, and he's now like a 40-something-year-old man that obviously is not the same person he was, and he was sent back. And then there was, right before that case, there was a white dude. I don't know why I always say white dude. That's not right. There was a white guy. I don't know. White guy. And he,
Caucasian.
He was, the caucus. Anyway, he was stealing money. He was a person that was supposed to be the person that set up the transportation for people who were illegal aliens here, or illegal immigrants. Sorry, I know people don't like aliens. Mm. Illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to wherever they were from. And he was, like, sending them in trucks instead of sending them in airplanes. Mm-hmm. And he was pocketing the rest of the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking See about that? Thousands and thousands and thousands
and
of dollars,
really
right?
What it
and
is.
He was a white dude, and he had his white wife there crying. And she was
of course.
Oh, no. Oh, my husband. Oh, send him away. And she was really upset. And they were like, oh, you know what? 15 months. And I was like, get the fuck out
And
of
don't
here.
Do it again, buddy.
And don't do it again, buddy. All right?
Stern.
All right? No golf. I'm not going golfing with you when you come out. I'm upset with you. And I was like, damn. But this dude, he had heroin on him when he was like 18 years old. He's 40-something. He can't get out. As soon as he came out, I'm talking about he was there for like 5 minutes on that table.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, I'm appealing. Oh, he's, you know, his lawyer, he's up for an appeal. He's trying to get out. You know, he's a different person.
Yeah.
That judge was like, no, next person.
Get out of here.
Shaking like, my head, bro.
What?
And I think that's the, that's the problem, because although the attention may be on it when it has to do with fashion, it reaches other facets of society to where that's just, it becomes a norm in the sense of, punishing people of one, you know, type harsher than another. And fashion may seem like a benign topic, but it happens across the board.
But if what's the name? Teyana Taylor? If she came out and had a do-rag on and stuff like that, being the person that she is, you know, a singer and stuff like that, she would have gotten the same attention as far as, you know.
Yeah, but what it, like what would have been now, I'm considered
about, it would have been like, they wouldn't have looked at her and said, oh, you're being ghetto. They would have said, oh, you're being fashionable, so? Because of where she, the platform that she's on. It's purely because of that.
I don't know that that's true, though.
They're influencers, they're entertainers, they're fashionistas, they do that type of stuff.
Yeah, but Teyana Taylor is not.
If you wear a do-rag and you try to come to court and be like, yo, what's up, your honor? I'm here. Of course, like, take that shit off your head.
That's a fact. But, nah, man, I mean, for the most part, I think a lot of these cultural misappropriations are going overlooked. And no one is really trying to, you know, fight for anyone. They're just basically saying like, okay, well, this is okay, we're gonna let that one, we're gonna let this one slide, and then that's not okay, we're gonna let that one fight that one and say that's not cool. But at the end of the day, like I said, just don't give a fuck, because they're gonna keep saying, all right, that's ghetto. Well, all right, right, that's what I know, I'm from around here, this is my ghetto, this is my neighborhood, so yeah, okay.
Yeah, you don't gotta care what they say.
So my question is, do we acknowledge that it happens?
We should acknowledge it happens, and where we should fight it is on the platforms where it needs to be fought. What's it called? Not misappropriation and injustice, and in the justice system.
Right.
Yes,
I'm going
absolutely.
For it.
Yes, let's fight that.
Not a durag.
But I'm not gonna fight you over your durag, your sweater, your shoe.
Brains, it's a matter of just fight your battles.
I'm just not gonna buy your shit.
Right.
And that's it. I don't care about that. That doesn't matter to me. But you know, obviously, the man that's going to jail and he shouldn't be. That's messed up.
Yeah. So I mean. And I agree. I don't think that there should be such an uproar about it. It's a durag. Who cares? Whatever.
Right.
It'll be here and gone.
I didn't,
you know.
Wear it then. I'm not wearing it now.
Right. It looks. But you know, it's funny though, because I was looking at I started seeing velvet durags like maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and I was like, are durags coming back? And I remember asking a friend of mine like, yo, durags really coming back or something like that? Because I'm seeing, like, these real,
durags.
Like, yeah, like, exquisite type durags. And I didn't really know, you know, what to think of it. And then I see this shit, right. The hair sheet. So, you know,
I like that.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
So that was it, cultural appropriation.
That's it.
We don't care,
no,
it seems
care.
Like.
Not about
I
don't
care
that.
About a lot of things.
Yeah, just that
clearly,
just that
you don't care about a lot of things.
Because listen, look, we talked about the Kardashians real quick. I just want to touch on it. We talked about the Kardashians. We talked about how they're trendy. They do this. The mother said, "Go get the bag." As soon as what was it? Kylie came out with the huge lips.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah.
went and did that. That's cultural misappropriation. But at the same time, there was
right.
a lot of people still following that, still doing that, and then some people going to the hospital for that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
having a lot of injuries.
Like the big butts.
Just like the big bus, people are dying,
you know,
over this stuff.
Dying.
So at the end of the day, it's not about, you know,
and who had that
culture,
you know,
and
the
whatever.
African woman.
Who knows? Do like it's probably a French thing back in the day. Who the hell?
A French
they're
thing.
Like, shit, they're like, hey, look at these motherfuckers. Oh, God,
hair sheet.
So, so there you have it. Cultural appropriation. When it's in the justice system, we care.
Yeah.
When it's in fashion, who gives
yeah.
a fuck?
Nah.
It'll pass. It'll
I'm not
and fashion
no
is
baby,
recyclable.
Right? Yeah, it sure is.
Like fashion
Benz.
Always comes back around. Like it never
exactly.
fails.
Benz
I can't wait for 90s star to come back.
Skateboarders. Now it's a
yeah.
Yeah. What about FUBU? FUBU's never coming back.
I mean,
boy, you us.
Champion made a comeback.
Yeah,
so
Champion did
sure.
make a comeback.
Champion, you know what I mean?
And
ain't
Reebok too. Reebok made a comeback
Reebok
a little bit.
Ain't nobody wearing
FUBU. New Balance made a comeback.
FUBU gotta change
that's
that name.
That's true. You think so?
Or
yeah, it has
a
bad. Yeah, because people remember it from like buying it from VIM and shit.
Yeah, FUBU.
Yeah, like nobody wants FUBU no more.
Yeah,
that shit would be dope if it came back. Jabot.
Inichi not coming back.
Inichi not coming back.
They ain't never coming.
E-Nice.
Inichi, you know, like, yo, Inichi was a shit.
They not coming.
Was it?
All right. I mean, it was, you know, it was good for what it was.
What I remember.
E-Nice. All right, so here we go with the advice section. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Trash ass moment.
Advice. Yeah, boom.
Yeah.
So, boom. Hey, guys.
Sammy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey.
So,
hey,
I used to date this guy. And I found out he's dating my cousin.
Uh-huh.
So she used to date him. Now he's dating her cousin.
Okay.
She didn't know that we used to date, but he's a bit of a womanizer, and I don't want her to get hurt.
Yeah.
She's a grown woman, and I know I should mind my business, but how do I let her know to be careful without butting in where I don't belong? Any help is necessary.
Okay. Thank you. So, can I start it?
Go ahead.
Take it away.
You know, there's like, you just have to say it. You can say it. Most likely, she probably not even gonna listen to it. But right. You can say it just so that you know that you said it.
That you did what you could do.
That you did what you could do to help her. Because I was in a relationship with a terrible person, and a homegirl, she used to go out with him. But she wasn't like my close friend, but I knew her. You know what I'm saying? In school and stuff like that, we knew each other. And she came to me and she was like, yo, to be honest with you, that dude is jacked up. Yo, you need to not be with him. You know what I mean? She wrote me a letter. And at that moment, you know, because of, like, you know what I mean? I'm loyal and, you know.
Yeah.
You smart. You loyal. You know, all that shit. I like that. I appreciate that. So, like, you know, all that shit. So, it's like, I'm like, nah, you know what I mean? I'm going to bring it to him. Yo, this is what this girl is saying to me. What's up with that? You tell me, blah, blah, blah. But to be honest with you, she was right. And I would, you know, I would say thank you to her today. Because she really, you know, she didn't have to come to me and say that.
Right.
But usually a lot of times people don't listen.
That's true.
So you can tell just for your own sanity, just for your own heart, that you know that you did what you could, you know? So that's what I think.
What do you think, Scoop?
I think that people should understand tact, okay? There's a way to go about this shit.
All right?
You shouldn't just tell somebody something. You should probably just show somebody some shit. Like, hey, you know, let's go out today. I'm going to bring my homegirl over. Like, yo, by the way.
Oh, you mean do like a setup?
Not set them up. Just like, hey, man, while you're out somewhere, you're kind of just whatever. Like, hey, you notice your man's kind of looking at everybody or whatever the case may be. Or just mind your business. Either be tactful and kind of show her the light, or just mind your business, because you're going to end up getting caught up. That person will look at you like, you want my man? Or or whatever the case may be. Because they're going to deny that shit. They're not going to want to even be embarrassed. And sometimes a lot of pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has a lot to do with it.
So you say don't meddle.
I say
just
stay
try
out of
to,
it.
If you could be tactful about it, do it. But
yeah,
if you can't,
just
stay
out of it. Right. Because, yeah, if you try to put your 2 cents and then you try to be like, well, I'm just trying to tell you, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that person not ready to even see it. Maybe that person sees it. Mm-hmm. But now that you see it and you bring it to them like that, you embarrassing them in some type of way or some type of
right.
way.
Right. So I mean, stay out of it. I agree with you. I think that maybe he was a womanizer with you. Maybe he won't be a womanizer with her.
That's true, too.
Maybe he grew up.
That's true, too.
And I'm not saying that it's none of your business, but realistically, how many people we know could be a complete dog with one person, and the next person they treat them like everything that the other person asked for.
Yeah.
So that's also a bit of it. You're just gonna look like the bitter ex anyway. I wouldn't say shit. There's very few instances that I would say something. If I know somebody is a pedophile, that's a hell yes.
Yes.
If I know that they beat women, for me is like, look,
all of that.
Right.
I don't want to just say yeah to beat women and not say yeah to the pedophile. I kind of spaced.
Right.
I'm like, she always say yeah to that? Like, the other one was okay?
that's like,
both,
yes. Yeah, so those are the only 2 times that I think on a personal level I'll be really compelled to say something. I'm a very live and let live type of person. Yo, if that's who you want to be with, if he's a womanizer or
so
he likes to cheat, then
so
hey, it is what it is.
Don't say, well, you say be tactful if you can. You say don't stay out of it.
I mean, but as a person, like if somebody came to you, right,
maybe
and told
it's the
you.
Personalities.
That's true, too,
yeah.
Because.
Hey, it's a factor. It's a plethora. That's why I say just mind your damn
me
business.
And Scoop are very much alike in that sense.
Go
where we're like, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to go jump off a bridge,
do
I'm like, yo, you good? Like,
you
like, you straight?
Look like that hurt. You all right? You not?
All right.
Yeah,
like, you sure you want to do this?
I got to go.
Yo, I got something to do. Like, you got to do that right now?
I got to be somewhere.
You got to go. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're worth more than this.
You're worth more. They're like, ah, man.
Especially that shit, hold on traffic. I was just,
I gotta get out of here.
It's you like
you jump, you shit a good
But that's
that's it.
But that's like in a way a New York thing though, and I hate to like veer off the subject a little bit, because I remember there was a guy that jumped in front of the train right in front of at my station, and this guy saved him. He took him out the tracks. So when the news came around, I was like, hey, you know, why'd you go ahead and do it? He was like, man, I was late for work, and I was told by my boss if I miss one more day, I'm going to lose my job. We right around Christmas.
So he had to.
Honestly,
that's what's up. When you working and you depending on that train to get to work, you do become callous.
That's true.
You be like, yo, are you for real?
But the lady
die
up.
Another time.
Stick with the lady going up all over the train, though.
Like, I know. You need to get out the train. You're sick on the platform, not sick on the train.
You're like, oh, come on, man. Are you serious right now?
Like, yo, you just want those doors to close, and you want them to go.
There was an anthrax break in the tunnels. That's why.
Yo, open the windows. Let that shit air out. So I remember we smelled smoke, and I was like, are you for real? So fucking quiet.
Right now.
Right when I'm 5 minutes away from 42nd Street, I'm one stop. Son,
yeah,
and you
love
got
it.
This shit stopped in the middle. Like, come on, man.
Nah, man, we're good out here. We're good in New York.
I mean, yeah.
No, I mean, shit. He could have let him be. He saved him.
I mean, he saved him.
No matter
like,
what you know it was what? For, he saved him.
I think it was just like they expected some like heroic response. He was like, nah,
that's
bro.
Real.
Like,
that's
I got Christmas gifts I gotta buy. Yeah. Like, yo, these kids are depending on me.
Like, yo, you know he had to get out. Say, I gotta get them presents. Daddy beats me. You're like, yo, I didn't get you a present. That's all that happened. That's what you got. This is all that happened to me.
Oh my God.
Like,
God.
Damn, you know. Gotta get
you
these
know
kids presents,
don't give a
man.
Fuck. You be like, oh, Daddy, why don't you just pull the truck? You could have walked that shit, though.
Yeah, there was like a meme going around, like, only in New York where somebody be trying to kill themselves. In the train, or somebody be trying to jump into the train, and everybody's like, oh, come on, not this shit, yo.
Not this morning.
Not today.
Or
well,
not, right,
when
you about to go home.
Right. Oh, when you about to go home. That shit is the worst.
And you're like,
crib.
Yo.
And that's where the train got to stay 5-10 minutes at every stop.
MCA,
get your shit together, bro.
God damn it.
I mean, even when I'm on the bus, and I'm like, and I'm trying to go somewhere, and they got to switch the drivers.
Oh.
And you know how the driver, yeah, and then you know how the driver got to get himself settled.
Yeah.
I be tight. I be like, come
on,
man. Hey, like, get
chair.
In the chair,
what
drive.
His
like,
one button.
No, but knowing full well, when I worked the 9-to-5, it took me 40 minutes to get settled in.
No,
I'm like, nah, bro, like, you got to drive.
Listen, like, that is their job. They need a moment. All
right,
give them their moment.
Right.
Oh, man.
Give them their moment to get themselves together.
You knew that bus was
down.
Coming.
Listen, okay, come on. Let's think about it, though. You got to drive for a certain amount of time. Imagine if you didn't take that wedgie out when you needed to, and that shit is still sitting there,
hey,
or you don't got what you need, your water bottle or something like that, you start getting fatigued, and they got to drive get yourself
You're
together.
Supposed to check
do
that
you
before
do.
You get on the bus.
Give me a job.
You're supposed to check that before you get on the bus.
Benefits,
like,
right.
What's up? But you ain't
not
supposed
bad
to do
about
that
the FDA
shit.
Or the post office, any of
those.
Here
we go.
Hey, babe. You guys okay in my bus?
Whatever, nigga. You better get them shits moving, man.
Right?
Get
just move the fucking
moving.
Bus. I'll be so tight.
I was trying to kill himself. I be feeling bad for them, yo. Somebody try to kill themselves and they in the front of that train and they, yeah, that's messed up.
What do you mean? Oh, the MTA workers?
Yeah, like,
I be,
you know,
yeah, that's rough.
And then somebody just jumps in front.
Yeah,
and they
yeah
can't
that
stop
shit's wild.
They can't stop it automatically. That's
nah.
messed up. I feel like, you know, that's a real shit way to try to kill yourself, you know, by
selfish.
Putting it on
imagine.
Somebody else.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, now
but
that
like
person has to live with it for the rest of them.
Yo,
and nobody got to worry about
it. If I was
nothing.
A motherfucking conductor and
not,
somebody
not,
jumped
wait,
in front
wait,
of
wait,
my
wait,
fucking
wait,
train.
We're not supporting suicide.
We're not supporting.
No.
No.
No, we're not supporting suicide.
But if you are going to do it.
But if you are
going to
do it. But no, not only that, though, if somebody jumped in front of my fucking train, you know how long MTA be paying me for fucking therapy?
Oh,
yo, I mean,
she's 80 years old. She be like, yo, I still feel lightheaded. I don't know.
I'd be like, yo, I can't even look at a train the same no more, man. Like,
anything that's silver.
I'll never go back to work. Yo,
makes me very nervous. I don't like people seeing people jump anymore.
The word train. The word train. I can't.
T-sounding words,
maybe.
It'll be all over for
COVID.
Oh, man.
Yeah, straight
again. That's true, though, because when it actually happens, those people have to go through a lot of recovery.
Of course they do.
Can you imagine? Like,
I can. I don't even want
somebody
to.
Somebody jumped in front of your fucking train.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
and you couldn't stop in enough time?
Nah, not enough time. There's been a lot of that. And a lot of times, they don't even get reported, you know? But how do we get here?
I don't know. Anyways, I think that's it, right?
Yeah, so that was it. We might have to add, like, we might have to answer two questions going forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is pretty quick.
Yeah, advice comes real quick when it comes to
trash.
All right.
This is pretty fast. This is pretty quick. But anyway, email us, NovaRei, NovaRei150@gmail.com to send us your questions or your circumstances. We will give you the best, worst advice we have for you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And, yeah, follow us on 10down, TN_DOW_podcast on Instagram and NovaRei on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
This is episode 5. We out.
We out this. Peace.